Scott, he spanks butts, he skanks when he struts. No one told him never to be rude.
Boy,
he dresses like a gangster,
he wrestled with an hamster.
He's here to get you all in the nude.
Boys
and girls, scenic all before.
I knew when he was in baggy trousers. He did too much too young. He moonstomped on a clown for his high, you know. Clown cried his eyes out. Right, I'm off to drive uptown for some top scan. I'm taking the scenic drive to Scarville. Time to go, 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 go. It's not just the same old show on your radio. Scotty Scenic Drive, Monday, 11 a.m. to noon. 101.9 FM, CITR, Vancouver.
Hey, good morning. You're listening to the Scenic Drive here on CITR Radio 101.9 FM. Part two of Mexico Adventures. I've got Kyle Fury here.
Hola.
How you doing? Hola. I see you're Spanish. You've still got the Spanish. You've still got... You're actually the only one of us that went down to Mexico that actually, you know, went and took some Spanish lessons.
Yeah, Spanglish.
Spanglish lessons. Yeah. Lessons. Yeah. Thank God. Although I found the more I drank, the better my Spanish got.
It
I don't know about
did,
you.
Yeah. The pulque. Once you drink the pulque, you're fluent. You're fluent in Spanish after that.
The pulque. Yeah. Speaking of pulque, throughout the show, we'll tell you a few of our stories, but maybe we should tell the pulque story in Puebla. I don't know. Anyway, there's a very traditional Mexican drink in that comes from that area of Mexico, I think, called pulque, right?
Yeah.
And I've never heard of it before, and I've heard of a lot of different kinds of booze.
Yeah.
Yes, I have. Anyway, it's kind of like a 7-Eleven slushy.
Sort of, yeah. It's like a...
But it comes... It's like hundreds of years old.
Yeah.
And it comes from a similar plant as tequila, I think.
Yeah, similar, I guess. I don't know the whole history of it.
I don't know.
It's definitely
either.
A plant-based drink.
I was told that night some, you know, a little bit of history of it, but the whole point of that kind of booze is you forget a lot of the stuff that does happen.
You certainly do.
And I definitely forgot the story of how pulque came to be, but it's one of the earliest alcoholic drinks in Mexico from what I've understand.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like a slushy, very cold and icy, and this one place, wasn't it actually called, the bar was called something pulque?
Yeah. Two pulques is what it means, like para dos pulque.
Para dos pulque.
For two.
Yeah. Anyway, pulques, that was, they had two big, huge batches, two different kind of flavors of this stuff. And your band Los Furios and La Mascatesta were rocking that town that night, and I was rocking the pulque.
Yeah, you sure were.
And at the end of the night, it was still open for a while, and I was at a table with a couple of guys from Mascatesta. And oh yeah, throughout the night, I had brought my own bottle of tequila into the bar.
Yes,
and this I decided
a,
it was a
this
good,
is a sad and tragic story.
Yeah, I decided it was a good. A perfect opportunity to mix tequila in with the porque.
Yes.
To give it sort of like a double porque.
Yeah.
Dos porque. Anyway, and so I was pouring tequila into people's porques, and then I was at this table with, who was it? Well, I think it was the keyboard player. From Mascatesta. He was sort of hitting on these girls, and I sort of jumped in there to, you know, it's a wingman.
As Scotty will do.
Yeah. Oh, you know, yeah. He needs a wingman. So there I am. And I brought the whole bottle up by this point. And instead of, and I wanted to finish this huge bottle because this bottle was just sort of, you know, I don't want to carry it around anymore. So we started taking swigs of it. And then there's this guy who's, I guess, one of the friends of these girls, decided to impress the girls, and he chugged the rest of this tequila bottle, which was quite a bit.
It was impressive.
Yeah. And then for some reason, you know, within the next 10 or 15 minutes, the bar was closed. They're like, everybody out. And we were all getting in the van. Everyone get in the van. And I turn around and I look down the street, and the guy that just chugged the tequila is being dragged down the street by the police.
Yeah, that was the thing. You didn't notice why we were rushing to the van.
Yeah.
Because the federales were down the street.
Pick,
picking on people, basically, picking up
drunk people.
Yeah,
really drunk people. Yeah. Kind of that area is kind of like Granville Street.
Yeah, I guess so.
A little bit. Yeah. Way cooler.
Yeah, way cooler.
Yeah. That, but yeah, some really great bars there. Anyway, I had to apologize to the girls for getting their boyfriend arrested.
Yeah, this poor little kid basically picked up by two giant policemen in masks and AK-47s and bulletproof vests and threw him in the back of a van. Yeah. And we're like, adios, amigo. That's what we do to you from Canada.
Sorry about that. Yeah. Next time I'm...
So if he's still in jail listening... This is for you.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, let's play some music, and we'll talk some more about the Los Furios Mexico 2011 tour. Wow, that was fun.
I'm hungover already.
I know. I'm sweating. hey, this is Salon Victoria. Now they have changed their name to Los...
Yeah, the story is the drummer left and the drummer owned the name, so the drummer said, no, you can't use the name. So they said, okay, we'll change it from Salon Victoria to Los Victorios.
Los Victorios. Here it is.
Sí, para hablar, señoras y señores, hablar de lo que nunca hablamos, del mexicano que nos daña, nos daña, nos daña, nos daña.
¡Qué mal gusto le muestran ustedes!
de ese hay que hablar hasta aniquilar.
¡Qué mal gusto demuestran aquellos que se tiñen de rubio y que se sienten más bellos! Los que creen que pueden juzgar por tu tono de piel o tu forma de hablar. ¡Qué mal gusto demuestran dejándonos ver que lo único que quieren es dinero y poder! ¡Qué mal gusto! Seguirá dañando. De ese hay que hablar hasta aniquilar, sin importar su posición social, profesión ni jerarquía. Tanto que pierda esa energía, ese disque ingenio mal canalizados que solo los usa para fastidiar al prójimo y que cada vez hunde más y más a este país, matando sus esperanzas y trayendo lamentables consecuencias que vivimos a diario.
Tuesday, January 24th, get nostalgic for all things 80s with Brooklyn alt-rockers Atomic Tom and special guest Dance Party at the Media Club. For tickets or more information, search for Atomic Tom at the Media Club on Facebook. That's Atomic Tom with guest Dance Party at the Media Club, Tuesday, January 24th. Atomic Tom at the Media Club is proudly sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM.
you just can't find. You better steal it while it's sitting right in front of your eyes. One, two, three, four. Give me one last time. Give me one last time, another roll of the dice. Give me one last time. Give me one last time. Give me one last time, another roll of the dice. Give me one last time, another roll of the dice. Give me one last time, another roll.
Hey there. That's a pretty good band, eh, Kyle?
They're okay.
They're okay. Los Furios there. And one more time. And that's off of the Run, Devil Run album from, is that 2 years ago now?
Yeah, it's getting old, man.
It's getting old.
Just like us.
Just like you.
You're older than me, buddy.
Only in age. yeah, and you guys are... getting down to recording in the next little while. Got some songs you're thinking about?
Yeah, we're just
and you're playing this Friday. And are you gonna and are we gonna hear some of these songs that you're working on Friday?
Probably not.
Really?
Yeah, we're not quite keeping there them yet. Keeping them under the under the radar for now.
Wow, asshole.
Yeah.
Excuse my French. Come on, just one.
No.
Okay. But yeah, Friday at the Ex Servicemen's Club on Kingsway.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun night.
It's going to be super fun, and it's been a while since you guys played here in Vancouver, since the Christmas shebang.
And to go with our Mexico theme, there will be authentic Mexican tacos available that night.
Really?
And $2 beers, so that's very Mexican, I think. Cheap
beer.
Very
Mexican.
And cheap tacos.
Oh, man, I'm going to have a ball.
Yeah.
And I'm going to stink the next day. yeah, and then it's just you guys, so you got to do a few sets?
There's another band playing called The Maladies, I believe.
The Maladies.
Yeah.
Cool. Awesome. That's this Friday. What else? Also on that set there, we played... what did we play? Oh, we had Mama Pulpa in there, of course. Que Mal Gusto from their album Toca Discos.
Great album.
Great album. Like the first time I went down to Mexico City with Los Furios, which was like 3 years ago,
yes.
They had a few of these songs that they hadn't finished them, but they showed us a few what they were working on.
Yeah.
And I remember that song was one of them, and there was a couple other ones they showed us, and we're like, wow. And then it was like another year and a half before they released it. But then when they did release it, amazing, amazing stuff. If you can track down this album, I think you can. I think it's available in some of the cooler record stores. Again, the band is Mama Pulpa. The album is Toca Discos. And check it out. Definitely worth a track down. And then we had Salon Victoria, a.k.a. Los Victorios, starting it off. And, we have some more Mexican stories. But first, before I forget, coming up a week Friday, February 3rd, I think. Friday, February 3rd. It is the return of the New York legends, the Toasters. They're coming here to Vancouver. They're playing at Iron Road Studios. If you don't know where that is, check it out on Facebook. It's in the beautiful downtown east side, almost Strathcona.
It's almost under the bridge.
Under the bridge. Just think of the Chili Peppers.
Just go by the second hooker, past the third drug dealer, and you'll find it.
Anyway, it's going to be amazing. The Toasters with Rude City Riot and... I just had that, where is it? Oh my God! I thought I had it on me nearby.
I believe it's members of Alternate Action.
Yes,
the Lancasters.
The new band of Remember the Lancasters? Remember Alternate Action? Remember how much fun those shows were? Well, a bunch of those guys are together and they're doing some new stuff.
Bishop's Green.
Bishop's.
I think that's it.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. So that's a week Friday. And tickets are available at all the cooler record stores. Check out the Facebook page for more information there. And, yeah, let's play some classic Toasters while we're here. And, yeah, we'll see you there. Toasters.
We'll be right back.
Jamaica 69, they've got a little 7-inch out on Steady Beat Records, and beautiful little track there. I haven't heard the other side B yet, though, but yeah, steadybeatrecords.com. Another Mexican band, Jamaica 69, a band that Los Fieros was battling.
It was a vicious
fight.
It was
a vicious fight to win the London International Ska Festival contest, which, you know, it's like, it's kind of like Mexican wrestling, where the two big guys are wrestling, and then the midget comes out and wins.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
And so neither won. That's like each other out.
Well, the Jamaica 69 was actually disqualified. For,
oh, is that officially?
Yeah, officially disqualified for illegal tactics.
Illegal tactics. Just like
the
Lucha Libre.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, when we were in November, Los Fieros was in Mexico for their big tour with Mascatesta, and we had a night off, we went to the Lucha Libre.
Oh, it was awesome.
It was awesome. I was kind of like, well, I don't know. It's like, I've seen it on TV, and I've seen that Jack Black movie. It's, you know, it's kind of silly. And we went, and it was amazing.
It was super cool.
And there was midgets flying around.
It was
hurt.
Super non-politically correct.
Yes.
It would offend everyone. I guarantee it.
Yeah. We even saw some masks get ripped off.
Oh, yeah. Very dramatic.
Very dramatic. Oh, amazing.
Lots of booing and hissing.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Oh, yeah. There was a lot of like chairs getting thrown around.
Yeah, it was everything American wrestling isn't.
Yeah, yeah. I wish. Yeah. Why isn't American wrestling more like that? Anyway, also in that set there, we had some Toasters and Root City Riot, and again they're playing next week on February 3rd at Iron Road Studios. Be there, be square. Let's make that place a hot, sweaty dance, little party. And also Bishop's Green's opening for that. Mexico. Are there any other highlights for you?
That was all a highlight. It's a blur. There were some, it was amazing times. The people down there are amazing. And the bands that we played with are great. We got to see our old friend Pedro, which is a real great time. We had that in Mexico City at the Jose Cuervo Salon, which is the big bar. It's like the Commodore, if you will, of Mexico City. And so Pedro rejoined us to do Together as One, which was really awesome. And then we got to see his band Adhesivo play, and Adhesivo is unbelievable.
Yes.
I mean, that little El Salvadorian nutcase has been working very hard. And it was a very, very great band, and it was awesome to see my old brother. It was cool. Good times.
So good. He got to come up on stage and do Together as One, just like the old days. And also throughout that tour, you had some other guests as well come up for that song.
Yeah, Together as One has its own little entity in Mexico, and people have really taken to that song. So as usual, we always bring people up and guest on it. And Israel, the singer for Mascatesta, joined us every night on the tour, which was really cool. So he did Pedro's parts and did the Mexican, the Latino parts and Spanish. And
of course, Deals is was played the whole tour with you guys.
Yeah, he played horn for us down there. And so Mascatesta and Furios were a real brotherhood down there, and it was really cool, and a lot of unity amongst us, those two bands.
Yeah. And then the Mexico City, the little bar there, you had just like 18 people on stage for that song.
Yeah, it was one of my favorite shows, actually. Yeah. It was a smaller show, but it was a lineup around the block to get in, and just packed, and people were just stoked to play. And so we brought up good friends of ours, Scandalosos, the singer from that band, came up and sang Together as One. We had Mama Popa up there. Yeah. We had Mascatesta. We had just a bunch of randoms.
That was a super fun show. Let's play some Adhesivo. This is Pedro from the old days of Los Fieros. This is his band from San Salvador, El Salvador. And hopefully they'll make their way up to Vancouver, because I think that would be pretty
You'd like to.
This
amazing. Is planned for sure, but they're doing very well down there. And good on them.
Okay, this is a sort of a newish track from Adhesivo. It's called Sueno Americano.
American Life.
There we go.
Sonido rebelde y contestatario, representando Ciudad de México, El Salvador, una y otra nación.
creciendo, cada año se van más. En busca de mejor vida deciden emigrar, dejando todo atrás, qué ruta por tomar. Él no tiene la respuesta para la mayoría y entonces me pregunto yo, ¿qué tiene el norte de especial que no tenga cualquier otro lugar?
Son enemigos number one.
Alzas amenazas y un pueblo lleno de miedo. Viven de mentiras y de pura intimidación. Me quiero vivir en cualquier rincón del mundo, sin nada que envidiarle al sueño americano. Le roban su libertad. La gente siente esta tal tanta mentira. Le damos un consejo que los hará despertar.
La mente consciente resiste, no paren nunca de cuestionar. Lucha con espíritu guerrero que la verdad recompensará. La mente consciente resiste, no paren nunca de cuestionar. Lucha con espíritu guerrero que la verdad recompensará.
La mente consciente resiste, no paren nunca de cuestionar. Lucha con espíritu guerrero que la verdad recompensará. La mente consciente resiste y es la única clave de nuestra libertad.
Down. Tune in to the 10th Annual Homelessness Marathon, a 14-hour cross-Canada live broadcast on housing and homeless issues. Housing is a right.
There's no excuse why there should be homelessness, and there's no excuse why people should be going hungry in the city of Montreal.
The Homelessness Marathon will be broadcast on over 30 campus community radio stations across Canada. Tune in to your local station from sundown to sunup from February 22nd to the 23rd, 2012. Or go to ckut.ca/homeless to listen online. For more information or to participate, contact marathon@ckut.ca.
I'm here to make it known that all peoples, especially the street peoples and the homeless peoples, have a right to mass media and do have a right to say whatever they feel is right to get themselves into better living conditions.
Another great Mexican band, Scandalosos. Is that how you pronounce it?
Scandalosos. Awesome guys.
Awesome guys. And that track was called?
A Donde Quieres Mirar.
Which means?
I have no idea. Where is something?
Where is?
Mirar.
Where's the beef? That album is called Pace Morte. Morte's death.
Pace Morte means dead country.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, good work. And it's on, is that on the Lobo? It is. Pepe Lobo, which is like the number one ska label in Mexico, I believe.
Got photos of them with guns to their heads on it.
Yeah.
It's
Cool stuff. We also had Royal Club Ska in there as well. They are just insane, crazy band from Mexico City as well, right?
We traveled from Mexico City to Guadalajara on a bus.
We're running out of time, but there were some great stories. Malcolm and I kind of mentioned the bus trip a little bit last week, but the story we need to tell is I'm going to shorten it down a bit because it's quite a long story. Last week we mentioned that you guys were on the national television in Mexico, which was all over Central America, South America, and Spain. And they asked Corinne if she knew any Spanish words, and she said,
"Chichis para la banda,"
which means
it's kind of like titties for the people, I guess.
Titties for the band.
For the band.
Banda, right?
Yeah, banda.
Show the band your tits means. Yeah. So that was on live television and a little bit risque, I think, for the Mexican people. I'm not sure. But anyway, moving right along, me and you were on national radio.
Yeah, 105.7, Reactor.
Reactor, with Lewis was the host there. We played some ska music and talked ska and reggae. And
it was a super fun night.
Yeah, cool. And then we went to the bar.
Yes.
With Lewis and Deals.
Yes.
And we bar hopped, went to about three bars, and then the rest of the band showed up, and they said, "Hey, we can't get into the bar. You guys have to come out." And we were having a great time, and we were kind of like, oh, man. We don't want to be losers. We got to stick with the crew, and we don't want to be those guys that are like, screw you. We're going to party. You guys can go do your own thing. So we leave this really fun bar. And we go and try and find other bars, but it's like 2:30 in the morning, and nothing seems to be open.
Nothing.
So I'm a little bit choked at this point because I was having the greatest time at that bar, dancing, doing some tequila, and all of a sudden this huge white limo pulls up magically.
And only Scotty can have this happen to him. In Scotty world, these things happen all the time.
It's true. It's really true. But anyway, the windows come down, the door opens up, and there's these like five or six or seven beautiful Mexican girls in there all partying it up and drinking and speaking Spanish, which, I didn't really understand. But the door was open, so I get in.
Obviously.
Obviously,
In about half a second, we lost Scotty.
Yeah.
He was in the limo, and the rest of us standing on the sidewalk.
What was going on the sidewalk while I was inside the limo?
Well, we were considering either we're being hijacked, mugged, or we figured we've lost Scotty now. So as a team does, you follow...
The leader.
Well, I wasn't going to say that. But, but you go with the team.
So
entered this white limousine.
Yeah. So we're driving around Mexico City in this limousine, and the story comes up about Chichis para la banda from Corinne.
Yeah.
And the girls are all giggling, and then Chichis para la banda.
Yeah, there was some
of that. The girls showed some chichis for the banda, and there was some other things going on too. And then it's getting late, and we're drinking beers in the limo, and I'm trying to talk to these girls, and I'm like, is this a stag party? Like, is it someone's birthday? What's going on? And we're not really understanding each other.
Bit of a language barrier.
And she's like, oh, we're going to go to this, like, dance bar. It's like sort of burlesque and girls dancing, and it's open all night. We're like, awesome. So we get there, and we get in there. It's full on stripper bar.
Yeah, it said burlesque on the outside.
Yeah,
it was advertised that way, but on the inside, not so much.
Not so much.
No,
but hey, we were looking for somewhere to drink, somewhere to party.
No,
and here we were with these beautiful women, and
buckets of beer were cheap.
Yeah, beer was cheap for us, because within moments, the girl that I was with told me that she would be right back. She had to change. And right then and there, I looked around, and some of the other girls were all over some of the other members of the band, specifically our drummer.
The drummer, yes.
The drummer.
Yes.
we won't tell his name. We won't embarrass him. Or will we?
Eric.
Eric, I couldn't even see where his hands were, but I did see where his face was.
Yes.
And anyway, at this moment in time, I noticed that these girls in the limo actually worked at this bar.
Right.
And
so this is what you call nighttime fishing, if you will.
Nighttime fishing. We were hooked, line and sinker.
Yes.
And the drinks cost about $30 each for each time we bought these girls drinks.
Yeah, for you guys. Yeah.
Yeah. But
Corinne and Jethro and I sat in the
corner.
You
just sat and laughed at us.
Yeah, we laughed at you guys.
Yeah.
And we drank cheap beer because we weren't partaking in the debauchery that you people were.
Yeah. And we won't get our Mexican friends in trouble there.
No, no. Nothing happened to no. those guys.
No. But let's just say I haven't had a story like this since Hamburg, when I used to tour with the Smugglers. So if you ever heard my Hamburg story, which I don't have time to tell you right now. But at one point in time, I had 2.5 girls all over me, and one of their hands was missing.
Yes.
And
so yeah. Scotty in Canada has 2 beers in his hand. In Mexico, he has 2 beers and 2 women in his hand.
Yes.
So yes. Scotty did it well for all of us.
I think we got out of there with about $300, and we were only there for like 45 minutes or so, right? I think.
Yeah. Again, you guys.
Anyway, that's if you see me around, I could tell you some more details, if you will, but
you don't want to know. It's okay.
Yeah,
just leave it at that.
We'll just leave it at that. All right, this is the radio edit version. Anyway, we're just about out of time. We need to our fabulous hosts from Mexico City, Mascatesta. We got to play some of their great new album. Their new album. They actually got this huge 20-piece big band to perform with them on this album. It's called Mascatesta with Big Band Orchestra Live. It's recorded live somewhere in Mexico, in DF or in Los Angeles. Where is that? I don't know. Anyway, in last year, February, they recorded it, and they've just released it, and it's amazing. And if you can track it down, ask for it, or go to the Mascatesta website. And this song, you got up on stage and sang a little bit with them.
Yes, I did. Yeah. And Corrine laughed at me. But they're a great band. Mascatesta were amazing people and a great host to us and a great, great, great band to tour with. And we look forward to bringing them up here and going down there. And yeah, I can't say anything else but high things about them.
And again, Los Furios playing this Friday night at the Ex-Servicemen's Club on Kingsway.
Pack them in. Drinks are cheap. Tacos.
That's
the only reason I'm going, really.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I might dance a little bit. Anyway, yeah. This is Mascatesta, a little lovely little track called I Love You.
I love you. ¿Se le están pasando bien? 7 años de ser mascatesta. Esta canción se llama Soledad.